Some people are ageless, timeless, immortal from the moment they burst into our consciousness. Actress Lauren Bacall was like that.
I tell you, I don't think of what happens after I'm gone. If things last, they last. You never know whether they last or not. And I don't do things for posterity anyway.
Oh, my God. The smoky, sexy voice of Lauren Bacall. She died yesterday after a career in show business that made her the symbol of the tough woman who could do it all with class and brains, irresistible.
You know you don't have to act with me, Steve. You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
She lived to 89, that's Bacall, in her 20s, seducing Humphrey Bogart on screen and off, in the movie To Have and To Have Not, and here in the movie The Big Sleep.
Tell me, what do you usually do when you're not working?
Play the horses, fool around.
No women?
Well, I'm generally working on something most of the time.
Could that be stretched to include me?
Well, I like you. I told you that before.
I liked hearing you say it. But you didn't do much about it.
Well, neither did you.
Bacall and Bogart were the glamour power couple. She the bombshell, he the swarthy anti-hero who got the girl. They were the Pitt and Jolie of their day. And just as Jolie was honest with the world about her battles with breast cancer, Bacall and Bogey were also known for their honesty.
In a town that is full of hello, darling, and icing on the cake, you know, saying that everything is wonderful and all the films that are wonderful, it was very difficult to tell the truth. Most people in Hollywood really did not want to hear the truth, if it was negative.
Yes.
I mean, only positive. Yes. And Bogey, of course, didn't understand that. He was incapable of telling a lie. He really was.
In this interview with the BBC back in the 1970s, Lauren Bacall is candid about her anxiety as an actress.
Well, it was a result of my nerves, which if you look very closely, you might see again, that I used to shake so much that my head used to shake. And, you know, when in a film, when a director says action, there's dead silence on a set. So all eyes are on you and everything depends upon you. And I was such a nervous wreck that I discovered finally that one way to hold my head still was to hold it down, and then the back of my neck got so stiff that nothing would move, and look up. And that became the look.
And Lauren Bacall is equally candid in this interview about her regrets over her long career, about not confronting the anti-Semitism of her longtime director, Howard Hawks.
When you start reviewing your life, you have to face your shortcomings, and you can't just shove them under the rug anymore. I don't like moments of envy that I have. I don't like, I don't admire at all in myself my not having the courage to stand up to Hawks every time he made a crack about the Jews. I don't feel good about that. It took me many years before I could deal with that. And that is what I don't like about myself, the fact that I did not say, now just a minute, you may as well know it now, and we'll stand. I mean, I wasn't that terrific. I was not that gutsy, and I wasn't that honest about it. I was terrified that maybe I would lose my job, and I didn't have the courage to deal with it.
Lauren Bacall, always the dreamer. That voice, that determination, the whistle, the style, unforgettable.
But I wanted my name in lights. I wanted that dream. I don't know where I got it from, because no one in my family even came close to being in the theater. I don't know. I just had to do it, and I would have done anything, almost anything, and I did almost anything, to be recognized.
And she always will be. Robert Flood wrote on Facebook of Lauren Bacall, she truly put the gold in the golden age of the movies. We are losing so many of our great media treasures and talents. Lauren Bacall always maintained throughout her long career, I am not a has-been. I am a will-be. And so she is.